from KUAR News in Little Rock. Good morning. I'm Sarah Kellogg. While Little Rock's homicide rate for 2019 has now exceeded last year, the city's police chief is touting the number of cases cleared. On Wednesday, he sat down with reporters to talk about the issue. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
The Little Rock Police Department reports as of Wednesday that 40 homicides have been investigated this year, an increase of 8% from last year. Chief Keith Humphrey says 80% of those cases have had a suspect arrested and charged, compared to the national average of 62%.
Although we have a high clearance rate, our clearance rate of our homicides are way above the national average, but that still doesn't make me happy because I would like it to be zero. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Humphrey was sworn in as Little Rock Police Chief 8 months ago, coming from Norman, Oklahoma. In that time, he has drawn conclusions about the cause of homicides here.
I believe in the city we have a problem of conflict resolution. I just believe that there are a portion of our community does not understand the importance of knowing how to disagree with each other. And then it goes to the level of violence.
Humphrey said in 70% of the homicides, the victim knew his or her killer in some way. He's asking Mayor Frank Scott Jr. and supervisors in the department and elsewhere in city government to consider whether a program can be developed, raising awareness of how to settle disputes. Chief Humphrey also said a better job can be done enforcing gun laws.
I don't believe in infringing upon people's Second Amendment rights. However, I do believe there's some things that we could do. Case in point, if you have someone who has been diagnosed with an extreme case of mental illness, I think there should be restrictions there. I definitely think if you've got someone who has a violent criminal history, I think that there should be some restrictions there.
Humphrey said recently acquired ballistic imaging technology is allowing the department to track guns used in crimes, but also important, he said, is allowing people to make anonymous tips to police. 8 homicides this year remain unsolved, and Humphrey is asking anyone with information on those to contact the department. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.